All right, so right now we are joined by somebody who covers boxing and MMA for Yahoo Sports. Again, the first sports writer to be honored as Outstanding Journalist by the Nevada Press Association. He is a good friend of the program. That's why you hear him on this show frequently. He is Kevin Ioli. Kevin, good to have you. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. How you been?
Good. Good to run you down, Kevin. So let me ask you, if we go back to before Jones Reyes on Saturday night, what did you make of Dominic Reyes through his first 12 fights, and then what kind of expectations did you have for him at UFC 247?
You know, I thought he was a guy on the way up who had some talent, but who hadn't faced enough competition to really give John Jones a serious fight or win the fight. I thought that, he struggled against Volkan Ozdemir. Some people thought that Ozdemir could have won the decision in that fight. You know, he knocked out Chris Weidman, who obviously had been a world champion, but Chris had been knocked out by other people, had moved up to light heavyweight. So I thought there were a lot of open questions about Dominic and that he was just getting in there with a different beast than John Jones. And I honestly did not think that he would give Jones the kind of fight that he ultimately did on Saturday.
Kevin Ioli joining us. So all of that said, what were you thinking when Reyes came out and controlled the fight early on? What was your reaction to what you saw in the first two rounds?
You know, at the end of the second round, I thought we are going to see an upset here. I mean, at the end of that second round, it was pretty obvious that Reyes had to win one of the final three, and he's the new champion. And Jones was having great difficulty. I thought Reyes created the proper distance. He got inside on him, and he got in a spot where Jones wasn't able to land, and he was able to land a lot of shots, and he was pushing the pace. And I mean, so many things that he did in that fight I was impressed by. And I thought, end of the second round, I said to myself, there's going to be a title change tonight. It's going to be one of the big upsets in UFC history.
And it looked like it would be, Kevin. To your point, you said he had to win one of the final three rounds to win that fight, which brings us to the critical third round. What did you make of that third round, and how did you score it?
The third round was a very good round, and I think it was, you know, the first half of the round went toward Reyes, the second half of the round went toward Jones. You know, I thought that Jones had a few more substantial strikes in that second half of the round than Reyes had in the first half of the round, so I gave the round to Jones. And I thought that Reyes's pace slowed a little bit in the third round. I thought one of the things that he did in the first two rounds, he pushed it so hard, John was having trouble with that. John wasn't used to somebody fighting him. You know, John was in magnificent condition, but, you know, everybody fights John with respect, and they're wary of him because of how great of an offensive fighter he is. Well, what ended up happening was Reyes just brought the fight to him in those first two rounds, and John struggled to kind of adjust to it. When Reyes's pace slowed a little bit in that third round, John picked it up. I scored it for Reyes, and to me, that's the deciding round in the fight. I think it was a round that could have gone either way. I don't argue anybody who thought Reyes won that third round. I personally thought Jones did a little bit more, but it was one of those rounds that could have gone either way.
Kevin Ioli joining us. The fourth and fifth rounds, though, did not go either way, really. Jones dominated in those two rounds, the championship rounds. What do you make of the way he responded in the fourth and fifth?
Reminded me of UFC 165. You know, he didn't train. You know, it was a different situation, but he fought Alexander Gustafsson then, and he had no respect for Gustafsson going into that fight. He thought the only thing he had going for him that he was tall, and he literally, that was back when John was really in a party mode, and, you know, he partied during training camp. He didn't get ready for the fight. This was in 2013. Fight was in Toronto, and Gustafsson came out there and was just ablaze in the first couple rounds, and, you know, give Jones credit. In that fight, he picked it up again. Too. He realized, hey, my title's at stake here, and he roared back and he won the fight down the stretch. That's the same thing he did on this one. I mean, say what you want about John Jones, and there's a lot of people that don't like him. This guy has a championship mentality, and he raised his game when he absolutely had to do it. When the fight was on the line, he stood up.
Kevin Ioli is joining us. Now, Kevin, two judges had that 48-47. That's understandable. One judge, Joe Solis, had it 49-46. How in the world does he end up scoring that fight 49-46?
I'll tell you what. I mean, the Texas Commission in general is just terrible, Jim. I mean, you know, going back years in boxing and MMA, they, you know, all the promoters will tell you that privately, that they have that issue. The problem is, I think that, you know, it's such a big fight state. People love to go there. He was just terrible. That score was awful, and he did that all throughout the show, all night long. He had one fighter winning 30-27 that most people thought lost the fight. I mean, just he was he. It looked to me, and I don't say this lightly, like he did not know what he was watching. And there's no way that you can give John Jones four of those five rounds. Absolutely no way.
So how does a guy like that, if in fact he did not know what he was watching, how does that guy find himself in that position on that big of a stage?
You know, I think it goes back to the way Texas regulates, and I think it's a political system, and it's a good old boy network, and I think that that happens. I mean, they have done so many things over the years that, you know, you could point to that are outrageous, ridiculous. There's nepotism there. There's all those kind of things, and that's just the way they appoint things. And I think, you know, hey, look, they didn't use the best referees in the world. We didn't see Herb Dean there. You know, they were using local referees. The judges were very questionable. That has been Texas's reputation, and, you know, and I think for the sake of the fighters that they need to fix that. They had a fight years ago. It was a Bellator show. Kimbo Slice, the late Kimbo Slice, was fighting a guy named Dada 5000, and Dada 5000 almost died in the ring, and it was no joke, and he spent several days in the hospital after that, and that was just from lax medicals and lax regulation of the fight. Texas has been known to be bad, Jim, and it, just in this aspect of judging on Saturday, they really showed it.
So we're talking to Kevin Ioli. Kevin, in the wake of that, there's been more talk of an open scoring system during a fight. This is not the first time that's come up. What do you make of that idea, and how could that be carried out?
I mean, they use it in Mexico and WBC boxing title fights, and it really doesn't work. I mean, first of all, what are you going to get? Even if we know the results after each round, the fans in the arena know the result, what does that change? I don't think it changes anything. But here's a couple of the negatives, Jim, that I think you have to really think carefully about. Let's say it's a five-round fight, so like this fight on Saturday night. The first two rounds, you have two judges score it one way, and then you have the third judge score it another way. Now, you want all the judges to score, give their best effort to each individual round and score the round as they see fit, scored honestly and accurately. So if one judge says, hey, I've been off with my two fellow judges in the first two rounds, and the third round comes, maybe he's going to see it a different way because he's thinking, hey, they're seeing it different than me, and I want to be with them. And now he changes the way he scores. I think by doing that, that puts more pressure on the judges and makes it harder to get a fair score. It also affects the way the fighters will fight the fights. I saw a fight years ago. Miguel Cotto, the great boxing future Hall of Famer, was fighting a guy named Octe Urkel. And Cotto was way ahead in the fight. The scores were out. Urkel was a good boxer, but he didn't have any power. He realized, I can't win this fight. He just ran himself. He didn't want to box because he didn't want to get knocked out. And even though he knew he was going to lose the fight, it was going to be either lose by decision or get knocked out. And he said, you know what, I'd rather lose by decision. There's so many negatives to open scoring, and I don't see what the positive is. What is the positive of us knowing? Maybe there's a way, technology-wise, that they can put it on TV where people at home who buy the fighter who are watching on television can see it. But to have it in the arena, I just think would cause too many problems.
I'm glad I asked that question. Kevin Ioli joining me for another moment or so. Kevin, so where does that leave us in the way we look at John Jones? Like, to your point, I mean, well, he's fought down to his level of competition. We understand this. But to your point, he did show the heart of a champion, if not a GOAT, in coming back the way he did. Do you look at it that way, or do you look at it as a matter of he should have never fallen behind in the first place and he's slipping of late? How do you view him now?
I think a little of all of that, but I think, you know, that you also have to look at this. You know, John, the sport has changed in the 9 years that he's been the champion, and there's a lot more complete fighters than there were before. And when you have more complete fighters, they're not as easy to get rid of. And you think back to his early days, and, you know, a lot of the guys were primarily one-dimensional fighters. You know, they didn't have the all-around game. You know, Ryan Bader was in his early days as a fighter, so he was more just a wrestler, didn't have the striking that he has now. You know, Rampage Jackson, you know, had a little bit of a background as a wrestler, but he didn't really wrestle. He was just a big slugger. Same thing was with Shogun. Mauricio Shogun Hua, who he beat for the championship in 2011. Now these guys are coming up. They can do a little bit of everything. And I think the fighters themselves are better. But I think John also, he's one of those guys, you know, he's a smart guy. He looks and he knows, hey, I'm better than this guy, and if I give 90% effort, I'm going to be able to win the fight. I don't think it's the best way to go, but we've seen, hey, look, you know, his finish rate has come down too. I think that's directly attributable to the fact that the fighters are more well-rounded.
Kevin, one last thought since I have you. We are less than 2 weeks away from Wilder Fury 2. I had Deontay Wilder on the show during Super Bowl week. We talked about his power and that line that he loves about how his opponents have to be perfect for 36 minutes. Yeah. He only needs to be perfect for 2 seconds. So can Fury be perfect for 36 more minutes against Wilder?
He can, Jim, but I'll tell you what, I think he's making a mistake, and I'm writing a story about it as we speak. He says he's going to weigh 270. He weighed 254 the last time. I think coming in at 270 is going to be a mistake because I don't think you want to slow yourself down. And to me, there's no way that you're not going to be a little less quick if you're 16 pounds heavier than you were the last time. I think you want to stay out of the way of that right hand because that's really the only way Wilder wins the fight, right? He's got to knock him down and beat him up with the right hand. He's not going to outbox him. I think Fury wants to give himself the best chance to win. He's going to want to be able to box. I think he's that kind of boxer, but I just believe that coming in, if in fact he's being honest and he's not just playing mind games with Wilder, I think that's a mistake.
That is interesting. He covers boxing and MMA for Yahoo Sports. And again, the first sports writer to be honored as outstanding journalist by the Nevada Press Association. Kevin, great to have you back. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you. See you soon.
You too, Kevin. Always good to talk to you. Thank you so much. So did you see the fight? Who did you think won the fight? It could have gone either way. That's Kevin Ioli. We are open until the middle of hour number two. Killian Tilly from Gonzaga joins me at that point. 1-800-636-8686. Reyes looked like he was going to win that fight. I thought he was going to win the fight after two rounds. And then it got away. In fact, I could still argue that he won the third round and therefore won the fight.